through his power. Since he had claimed something that couldn't be understood or reasoned with, he completely attributed the circumstances of Christ's resurrection to his incomprehensible power, presenting this as significant evidence against them. In regards to Christ's resurrection, he didn't insert this. He didn't say, "And God shall also raise up the Lord." For the event had already passed. Instead, how did he say it? He said, "And God has raised up the Lord." Hence, there was no need for evidence. However, about our resurrection, which hasn't happened yet, he didn't speak in the same manner, but rather how. He said, "And will raise us also through his power." By placing trust in the power of the worker, he silences the critics.